You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The election is less than 40 days away, and we want to make sure your vote gets counted. Valley Public Radio reporter Laura Satsui checked in with registrars of voters throughout the San Joaquin Valley to ask what voters should do to make sure their ballot is cast properly. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Of course.
To start, how will voting be different this year?
The biggest thing for most voters is that everyone who is registered to vote will be mailed a ballot. That's something Governor Gavin Newsom announced would happen because of the pandemic. And those ballots are going to be mailed out the first week of October. A lot of registrars said October 5th is when they will get put in the mail. So you should expect to receive it maybe around the second week of October. I want to note that for Mariposa, Fresno, and Madera counties, which are counties that implement a Voters' Choice Act model, this isn't really a big change. That model means everyone already gets a ballot in the mail. If you voted in March, you got a ballot in the mail if you live in those counties. And actually, overall, it's been a trend in pretty much every county in the San Joaquin Valley that more and more people vote by mail anyway, have opted in. Here's how Fresno County Registrar of Voters Brandy Orth explained it to me.
I think people have really busy lives, and it's just so convenient to have your ballot, delivered to you 29 days in advance. You can take your time, you can do your research, and then return the ballot.
What about if someone does want to vote in person? Any changes there?
Yeah, so if you decide I still want to go vote in person, you can still do that. And every county has said they're going to have, COVID-19 prevention protocols going, things we already know are happening all the time when we go to the grocery store or in a building. So like standing 6 feet apart, hand sanitizing stations, you'll have to wear a mask if you decide to do that. For those counties that follow, again, a Voters' Choice Act model, so Mariposa, Madera, and Fresno, there'll be vote centers open as early as 10 days before the election that you can go to for in-person voting, or maybe you need assistance voting, so you can find one of those. And with those counties, you can go to any vote center. It's not where you are limited to going to the one precinct in your neighborhood. It's any vote center. Maybe you live in Fresno, work in Clovis, you can go to the Clovis vote center and vote. And there'll be staff to help you with that. And then in other counties, instead of not every county is actually following that traditional precinct model as before, they're doing a bit of a hybrid model. They're calling it kind of like a hybrid between Voters' Choice Act and traditional. So here's how Lupe Villa, the Kings County Registrar of Voters, explained, what they're going to be doing.
For our November general election, we are going to be deploying what I would call a VCA light or a super consolidated model. So we're going to have 6 polling places throughout Kings County that are going to be open up early, and they'll be offering in-person voting and early voting opportunities starting October 31st.
So he mentioned a super consolidated model, meaning they're consolidating some of those precinct locations to just maybe one. But it's not, Kings County isn't the only county doing this. Merced and Tulare counties are also implementing a version with fewer polling places, but open starting that Saturday before the election, October 31st. And then you can go, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, election day, and vote at any one of them. So again, you don't have to go to just the polling place within your neighborhood. You're kind of freed up to go to the one that you would like to go to. And again, that intention is then people can vote early, maybe a few days early, get it done, avoid crowds on election day itself. And also, these locations will be sent to registered voters ahead of time, with your ballot, with your voter guide, which is a good reminder to double check your registration, make sure that the address where you're getting sent all of these materials is going to be correct, so that you can figure out, you can make a plan about how you're going to vote and where you might go.
Absolutely. And what did you learn about security?
Yeah, all of the registrars I spoke to were confident in their ability to conduct a secure election. You know, they told me they have measures in place to make sure people only vote once, aren't voting in multiple counties. They also said, you know, when it comes to security, there's been some concerns about the Postal Service. And every registrar said, you know, they are talking to local Postal Service officials who have assured them that, you know, that ballots are going to be delivered on time. On the voter side, if you are a little worried, though, there's a new tool from the California Secretary of State where you can check the status of your ballot. It's a ballot tracking tool, and you sign up at wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov, and then it'll either send you email or text or even voice calls, like notifications, to tell you where your ballot is, like when it got mailed out, approximately like when it should arrive to you. And then if you happen to, you know, put your ballot in a post box to have like USPS return it to the elections office, then it'll tell you, you know, kind of like when you do like, you know, your package tracking or whatever, it'll tell you when it's arrived. And that way you can have a little more peace of mind if you are nervous about it. But alternatively, if maybe you're thinking, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to want to put it in the Postal Service and have them deliver it, every county also actually has ballot drop boxes that they're setting out in early October in different locations. It's like a post box, but just for ballots, and those get checked every day or every other day by election staff, and they, you know, don't necessarily go to like a post office to get sorted. They just go straight to the elections office. So that's another secure way that one could return their ballot early without having to, you know, go to a vote center or the elections office itself.
I want to turn to mistakes people make on ballots that invalidate them. What did you hear from registrars there?
Yeah, the number one mistake that I heard is not signing your envelope that you return your ballot in. So when you get your ballot, it's a piece of paper in and then an envelope for you to like seal it back inside of. And people often forget to just sign the outside of that envelope. It's pretty simple. And another concern is perhaps your signature has changed, maybe over time, you know, things happen. And so they also suggest if that might be you, if you suspect your signature is different, you may want to re-register and like send the office a new signature and double check that they have an up-to-date one. Although like another thing you could do again is like go to a vote center, go to the elections office itself and vote in person or make those updates in person.
Laura, this is so informative. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Kathleen.